Blog Talk Radio.
Only for new life. Yo, it's amazing what 365 days can do for you. The time last year, that was like, talking about cutting budgets and I dropped the biggest record of my career. Yeah. Being the partner with Jay-Z. Shout out to Tata, what's up? Tell me what it do. This is, gotta pick them wisely. Gotta choose them carefully. Got bitches I know that would dirt for me. Got bitches I know that don't care for me. Could've went on tour with your favorite rap and declined. Why? I'm trying to break CMG. So said I'm doing mine. It's CM9, CMA, folks have been the last street. Call me back. Said they miss that old guy, that old G's, old Boosie. That was real rap. In New York with three bangers. Did Jimmy Fallon with Megan Trainor. I guess success won't taint him. Guess the money can't change him. This is homie on probation. Took him up to Rock Nation, let him meet Jay, told him be patient. Decisions, and lil' homie really got it. Try to tell him where to turn, he ain't learned, lil' homie caught about it.
9 times 9 is 81. I'm a 80s baby, born in 81. From a family full of hustle, youngest son. They say get that money, show him how it's done. They say 9 times 9 is 81. I'm a 80s baby, born in 81. They get that money, show them how it's done.
Show the world that I really do this shit. And I really make quality street music. You know what I'm talking about? And it ain't no mistake that I'm this good. I just done seen a lot, you know what I'm talking about? We gon' show the world the definition of real shit. My brother, you gotta feel me. We gon' show the world the definition of real shit. My nigga, you gotta feel it, yeah, nigga.
I got my own voice, sing my own hook. Fresh fade, nice smile, got my own look. I just like to make people happy. 4 kids, I just like being a good dad. But I'm a gangster and I rock shows. A people person, so you know that Boosie got hoes. They ain't hoes, that's a figure of speech. Get a lot of shit like that when you listen to me. As for my fans, I love y'all. Straight up, y'all a part of me. So when they hate us. Money keep a nigga going, the better thing. May not take it to the bank, I don't make it rain. But I'm fly like Weezy. Plus the hood niggas Man, they believe me like Jesus. And I just like to have a good time. Hit the yo, smoke one, and put my life in my rhyme. Check.
We gon' show the world.
Sugarcoat it, you're not a little bit. Inside I'm sad about my dad. Since I lost my grams, I ain't been giving a damn. But I still hold my head high, and sometimes I cry. But when I cry, man, I don't know why. I feel trapped to be a superstar. 100,000 worth of jewelry to end it, and I spin it, and no problem. You don't like badass, and that's your problem. M.O.B. would give a damn if the whole Tyler. Love cars, love bro, I swear to pass. I ain't never had shit, so I'm flashy. I work hard, go and get it on the road. 7 months run, 750 off a show, get it? I'm hood rich, still smoking that good shit. Still got the same hood clique, straight up.
We gon' show the world.
You gotta see, fuck the world, baby, whatever you wanna be. Ain't nothing like a strong mind and some confidence. Whenever you step out of line, it's a consequence. We all overseas, we puffin' weed. We'll make a nigga bleed, yes, it's fucking deep. 747, we in a 747. On the real, we gotta be a couple miles from heaven. The world try to pull us down, but we ain't fucking let it. I would've did some of it different, but I don't regret it. That's one thing about me, though, I never been a quitter. That Caesar shit crazy, shout out to the hospital. Rest in peace, ma, I'm gonna be on TV. Young Savage, Sweet Zone, Trill Valley.
Straight up.
I'ma get on the TV, my
definition of real. My brother,
you
got feelings. Yeah, hustle. We gon' show the world. Definition of real. My nigga, you got a feeling. Yeah, nigga.
Salam and good day to the goddesses and gods. We hope your daily life is going pleasant, divine. If you continue to listen to this record, your psyche is voluntarily entering the terms and agreements of all good and no evil. Anyone who is found utilizing evil will be exiled by the host. And this is a notice and disclaimer inside for the love of commerce. We never give legal advice, and we never practice law. If you are searching for those things, you will have to search somewhere outside for the love of commerce. So for all mention, we offer grace and benevolence.
Peace, 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 peace to the gods. What is going on? Hello, world. How are you guys doing today? Today is Sunday, and today we come with you with some knowledge. It is actually Knowledgeable Sundays today. And, you got to excuse me, man. I'm trying to get my charger before I lose the power to my computer. But yeah, man, it is Knowledgeable Sunday, and today, man, you know, I'm coming with some fire. You know, I had an individual that was that came to me not too long ago, and they was dealing with a warrant. And since today is Knowledgeable Sunday, I figured, hey, man, let's get on the air and let's talk about it. Man, shout out to Cologne, you know,
we're doing our thing out here trying to keep the show going and you know, out trying to do different types of commerce. So, man, yeah, shout out to Kalam, man. You know, hopefully he's able to get on the show today before it's over with. But if not, you know what I'm saying, the show must carry on. And we do ask that you guys forgive us for not actually being on schedule, because we basically don't have a schedule. We just ask that our listeners go back and kind of listen to what we've been teaching them, and then, you know, when we get everything set up, man, we'll kind of be more on schedule. But we are in the process of learning as well, so it kind of throws us off schedule. But hey, nevertheless, we're still coming to you guys, bringing you powerful information. So, you know, we want to continue to do that. All right. Well, again, for those of you who might be in the chat, and you're online in the chat, and you want to get the call-in number, the call-in number is 563-999-3670. Again, it is 563-999-3670. And press 1 if you would like to chat with me. All right. And for those of you who would like to be in our private chat, where we put all our information in, if you want to be in our private chat, send us a link or send us an email to For the Love of Commerce. Again, that is For the Love of Commerce @gmail.com. And we will definitely add you to our private group chat. All right. But we're going to dive into it, man. Let's look up what a warrant is, because I have a lot, like I say, a lot of us don't know even the definitions for when it comes to a warrant. So we want to know what is a warrant? What is it? All right, let's go to our private chat, shall we? And I kind of got them out of order, but I'm gonna just go with the flow. And let's go to etymology, because that's the way that we normally start off everything, because we want to know the etymology of a word, right? All right, so it says warrant. We have a warrant now. 1200th century, protector, defender, from Old North French, warrant, defender, surety, pledge, justifying evidence. Old French, grant, from Francis, warranted, from proto, Germanic, war, to warn, guard, protect. Also of whole eye German, high German, were to grantor. Now use a present particle of warn, to authorize, warrant, and German to grant, from pi root, to cover. Since involved via notion of permission from a superior, which protects one from blame or responsibility. Early 14th century, to document conveying authority. 1510. A warrant officer in the military is one who holds officer by warrant, as from a government department, rather than by commission from a head of state. And then we have warrant verb. Late 13th century, to keep safe from danger. From Old North French, warranteur, safeguard, protect, grantee, pledge. Old French, guarantor, from warrant, see warrant, meaning to grantee to be of quality. Is a test from late 14th century stands to guarantee as true is recorded from 1300th century related warranted, warranting, warrantable. All right. And that's it for the definition of warrant. All right. Let's jump back into the chat. Let's jump back into the chat. Now, let's go to warrant and law with Wikipedia. Let's see what Wikipedia has to say a warrant is. It says a warrant is generally an order that serves as a specific type of authorization that is a writ issued by a competent officer, usually a judge or magistrate, that permits an otherwise illegal act that would violate individual rights and affords the person executing the writ protection from damages if the act is performed. Hold on. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? All right, let's go back over it for those that didn't catch it. A warrant is generally an order that serves as a specific type of authorization that is a writ issued by a competent officer, usually a judge or magistrate, that permits an otherwise illegal act that would violate individual's right and afford the person executing the right protection from damages if the act is performed. Okay. So they have it to where they are sending out warrants illegally. It says it right here. And those people that are sending it out are protected from damages if the act is performed. All right. Let's continue. A warrant is usually issued by a court and is directed to a sheriff, a constable, or a police officer. Warrants normally issued by a court include search warrants, arrest warrants, and execution warrants. All right? You have all of those different types. All right? Well, let's scroll down a little bit. And it says United Kingdom. Well, let's go to history. For many years, the English, later British, government had used a general warrant to enforce its laws. These warrants were broad in nature and did not have specifics as to why they were issued or what the arrest was being made for. A general warrant placed almost no limitations on the search or arrest authority of a soldier or sheriff. This concept had became a serious problem when those in power issued general warrants to have their enemies arrested when no wrongdoing had been done. The Parliament to Great Britain passed the Revenue Act of 1767, which reaffirmed the legality of writs of assistance or general search warrants and gave customs officials broad powers to search houses and businesses for smuggled goods. This law was one of the key acts of Great Britain, which led to the American Revolution and is the direct reason that the American founding fathers ensured that general warrants would be illegal in the United States by ratifying to the U.S. Constitution in 1791. Now, I'm from the state of Tennessee. The reason I say that is because I tried to enter something to our private chat dealing with the Tennessee Constitution. So that makes me a Tennessean.
But what I wanted to do was show you guys inside of our Constitution what it says about wants. All right? So let's go to practice. Let's read what practice has to say. It says, under the Fourth Amendment to the United States Constitution, a warrant is broadly required, which particularly describes the place to be searched and the person or thing to be seized. No warrants may be issued without probable cause and support by testimony before a judge. The courts have recognized many warrantless searches, including exceptions for routine administrative or inventory searches, searches made under exemption circumstances, and searches made with consent. A typical arrest warrant in the United States would take the approximate form of this court orders the sheriff or constable to find the named person wherever he may be found and delivers said person to the custody of the court. Generally, a U.S. arrest warrant must contain the caption of the court issuing the warrant, the name, if known, or the person to be arrested, the offense charged, the date of issue, the officers to whom the warrant is directed, and the signature of the magistrate. Warrants may also be issued by other government entities, including legislators, since most have the power to compel the attendance of their members. When a legislator issues a warrant, it is called a call of the House. The person being investigated, arrested, or having their property seized pursuant to a warrant is given a copy of the warrant at the time of its execution. All right. So, as you can see, we have it to where certain warrants are being illegally issued. You know, and I was talking to this gentleman that talked to me about a warrant that was being issued, and believe me, we all have our own issues. But I wanted to take the time out to kind of listen to what was being said and administered to me, right? So what he made mention of was that they arrested him, and they stated, we have a warrant for your arrest. Now, in the older days now, they had pieces of paper. When the feds come and get you, the warrant, and they give it to you right there in your face, and you can look at it and go over it and see what kind of warrant it is and what it says, because those were the correct warrants that they had. Doesn't mean that it was proper or properly litigated, but that was the warrant that they showed you guys. Nowadays, they just tell you that they have a warrant. And again, we're not teaching you law. We're just going over the definition and giving you a clear understanding of what a warrant is so that you can better go back in and search for yourself. All right? Let's go back to the private chat, and we could go to arrest etymology. No, I'm sorry. I skipped over canal law. Let's go to canal law and see what the definition for warrant. And it says, warrant, a writ permitting or directing someone to take some actions. Frequently, the term refers to a writ with a judge permitting law enforcement personnel to take some action, such as making arrests, search a location, or seize some piece of property. All right? And that was it that they had for canal law. And it says also seize, search warrant, Fourth Amendment. All right? We'll come back to that later. Let's go to arrest
etymology. And it says, arrest, to cause, to stop. Also, to detain legally. Arrest, verb. To cause, to stop. Also, to detain legally. Late 14th century, from Old French, arrester, to stay, stop. 12th century, modern French, from vulgar Latin, arrestor, to stop, restraining. Source also of Italian, arrester, Spanish and Portuguese, arrester, from A to C, Latin, restore, to stop, remain behind, stay back, from re, back, stir, to stand, from pyru, to stand, make, or be firm. Figurative sense of to catch and hold the attention, etc., is from 1814. And then we also have arrest noun. Act of stopping, state of being stopped. Late 14th century, from Angelo, French arrest, Old French arrest noun. Stoppage, delay. 12th century, modern French, from arrester, to stay, stop. Especially in law, the taking of a person into custody, usually by warrant from authority to answer and suspended crime, early 15th century. All right? And that's what we have on arrest. Etymology. Let's go back into the private chat. Before I do that, let me make sure that I didn't get everything with arrest. Okay, I see one more. I'm going to put that in the chat. All right, so let's go down, and we're going to go to the bottom, to Wikipedia, arrest. All right, let's see what we have on arrest. All right, and it says arrest. An arrest is the act of apprehending and taking a person into custody. Legal protection of control, usually because the person has been suspected of or observed committing a crime after being taken into custody. The person can be questioned further and or charged. An arrest is a procedure in a criminal justice system. Sometimes it is also done after a court warrant for the arrest. Police and various other officers have powers of arrest. In some places, a citizen's arrest is permitted, for example, in England and Wales. Any person can arrest anyone whom he has reasonable grounds for suspecting to be committed or be guilty of committing indictable offense, although certain conditions must be met before taking such actions. Similar powers exist in France, Italy, Germany, Australia, and Switzerland. If a person is caught in an act of crime and not willing to be able to produce valid ID, as a safeguard against the abuse of power, many countries require that an arrest must be made for a thoroughly justified reason, such as the requirement of probable cause in the United States. Furthermore, in most democracies, the time that a person can be detained in custody is relatively short. In most cases, 24 hours in the United Kingdom and 24 or 48 hours in the United States and France before the detained person must be either charged or released. All right. So that is basically certain things that we have when it comes to arrest. All right. Reached the halfway mark, and I'm definitely going to come back with some fire, all right, you guys? So I ask that you guys tune back in. Let's go on a quick break, and when we come back, man, let's get back into it, all right?
What a hell of a feeling, I'm living large. I'm a hell of a nigga, I'm still in charge. Take a get you from here behind the bars.
No matter what,
ain't no crime.
You ain't gotta tell me a hook.
I know it's crime.
To lose somebody you really love and they not dead.
Dug it up and roll.
But you dead to me. Yeah, love you with all my heart, I swear to God I do. I never forget what you did.
I'm not a human being, and I came up from nothing, just imagine that. Now I got my own, just imagine that. Try to take it from me, I ain't got it back. I lost day one, just imagine that. Feeling like it's all on me. Soon as they fall, they gon' call on me. I remember when they used to talk about me. These days, now I got it on, just imagine that.
Like, I remember when it wasn't nothing with a 9. Now I got it all. Chopping game with the president, we on a call.
Yeah, freely loose.
Now we flying over Bogota. I swear that I'm flying, it ain't no denying. I'm drowning, yeah, we going up. Got another female, see she wanna write nothing. Told her I ain't coming, you gon' have to fight with me. I'm in the studio, I'm on the ground right nothing. Like right now.
And I came up from nothing, just imagine that. Now I got my own, just imagine that. Try to take it from me, I ain't got it back. I lost day one, just imagine that. Feeling like it's all on me. Soon as they fall, they gon' call on me. I remember when they used to talk about me. These days, now I got it on, just imagine that.
But who do you believe? All praise be to God right now, I achieve. I've been to hell and back, now I'm seeing different things. And what we sipping on, we never said it, give you wings. I don't get tired, I'm a billionaire, what you believe? I'm a breadwinner, I'm telling Malcolm X recipes. Out of bread, Japanese red stitch, them cheating. I ain't scared of death, say you wanna, yeah, we can squeeze you. When I'm alone on my trap, I was sad to walk. Listening to Biggie Smalls, I can't wait till I fall. It's just me and my dog, had a couple of flaws. I was bad at saving money, sent a dick out of fraud. I got it. In Brooktown, in the bed, water looking at the roof. I'm not opinionated, but I used to keep it cool. Never had too many problems till I had too many partners. Richard ever call a nigga back, he know I got him. I put that on my body.
And I came up from nothing, just imagine that. Now I got my own, just imagine that. Try to take it from me, I ain't got it back. I lost day one, just imagine that. Feeling like it's all on me.
Up.
I'm no longer posting Carolina, had to switch the route. Turn the beat up, I ain't all beat in the drought. I don't fuck with nothing but some stepper. Dope game veteran, cocaine seller. You got Roy Moore better, 2 grand, quiet nine. Make the dog food better. The one, take a one, do a meal, no pressure.
And I came up from nothing, just imagine that. Now I ain't got my own, just imagine that. Try to take it from me, I ain't got it back. I lost day one, just imagine that. Feeling like it's all on me. Soon as they fall, they gon' call on me. I remember when they used to talk about me. These days, now I got it all, just imagine that.
Salam and good day to the goddesses and gods. We hope your daily life is going pleasant, divine. If you continue to listen to this record, your psyche is voluntarily entering the terms and agreements of all good and no evil. Anyone who is found utilizing evil will be exiled by the host. And this is a notice and disclaimer inside for the love of commerce. We never give legal advice and we never practice law. If you are searching for those things, you will have to search somewhere outside for the love of commerce. So for all mention, we offer grace and benevolence.
Peace, peace, peace to the gods. Peace to the gods, man. We are back. We are back. We are back. So today we're talking about warrants, and I just went over a little few definitions with warrants, and I also went over the definitions for arrest. All right, now let's go over, let's get back, dive into the private chat. And for those that are on the online, if you want to get on the call line, please call in at 563-999-3670. Again, that is 563-999-3670. And if you would like to see where I'm reading from today, then please send me an email at fortheloveofcommerce@gmail.com, and I will gladly add you to the chat. All right? And so let's jump back into it, man. Let's go to arrest warrant. All right, let's see what an arrest warrant is. Let's go to Wikipedia first, and then we'll end it with the Carnell Law, all right? An arrest warrant is a warrant issued by a judge or a magistrate on behalf of the state which authorizes the arrest and detention of an individual or the search and seize of an individual's property, all right? So then you have different countries. You got Canada, you got the Czech Republic, and then you also have let me get back to it. My screen's just jumping around. Well, let me back out and get back to it. All right. And you have Germany, United Kingdom. Okay, let's go for the United States. All right, it says for the police to make a lawful arrest, the arresting officers must have either 1, probable cause to arrest, or 2, a valid arrest warrant. A valid arrest warrant must be issued by a neutral judge or magistrate who has determined that there is probable cause for an arrest. Based upon sworn testimony or an affidavit in support of the petition for a warrant, the arrest warrant must identify the person to be arrested. In a law enforcement affiant, provides false information or shows reckless disregard for the truth when providing an affidavit or testimony in support of an arrest warrant that may constitute grounds to invalidate the warrant. All right? These minimal requirements stem from the language contained in the Fourth Amendment. The federal statute and most jurisdictions mandate the insurance arrest warrant for the arrest of individuals for most misdemeanors that were not committed within the view of a police officer. However, as long as police have the necessary probable cause, a warrant is usually not needed to arrest someone suspected of a felony in a public place. These laws vary from state to state. In a non-emergency situation, an arrest of an individual in their home requires an arrest warrant, okay? So I want you guys to go back through that and understand exactly what it was telling you. We're going to have to definitely go over the word affidavit because I want people to understand what an affidavit is. I want you to know exactly what the definition is of an affidavit. If you type in affidavit in law, you will definitely see what an affidavit is. But we're not going to get too into deep into that one. You know, I just want you guys to understand that, you know, man, learn your rights. Learn your information. And I'm studying day by day to just get a little more wiser with this information. All right, but let's go back into it. Let's get back into the private chat. They have different warrants. They have bench warrants, outstanding arrest warrants. They have different warrants on here, man, that you guys can check out the definition and get a little more understanding of exactly what the warrants you may be facing. All right? All right. Okay, let's get into arrest warrants of Cornell Law. Let's see what Cornell Law has to say. Arrest warrant. An arrest warrant is a document issued by a judge or magistrate that authorizes the police to take someone accused of a crime into custody. An arrest warrant is issued by the a competent authority upon a showing of probable cause, which means a warrant may be issued if a reasonable person would believe the information at hand is sufficient to suggest criminal activities. Arrest warrants serve the purpose of protecting people from unlawful arrest under the Fourth Amendment. The warrant also gives an actual notice to the person or persons being arrested about the charges pressed against them. Let's go to Fourth Amendment. I keep seeing this Fourth Amendment. I want to see what Fourth Amendment is based on. Okay? Fourth Amendment. One, interest protected. The Fourth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution provides that the right of the people to be secure in a person, houses, paper and effects against unreasonable search and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath of information and particularly describe the place to be searched and the person and things to be seized. Okay, now I want you to understand what that actually just gave you what clear understanding it gave you of what Fourth Amendment is actually talking about. Okay, now this is the Fourth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. Okay, that you have the right to be protected against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath to information and particularly describes the place to be searched and the persons to, and things to be seized. Now, when you're getting pulled over by a police officer and they say that, that you have a warrant for your arrest, where is the warrant? You should ask yourself this, okay? You should ask yourself this each and every time you are getting pulled over. You should ask this, all right? Now, let's jump back into it, man. I like to leave my listeners with a little something, so you could come back and listen to a little more something. You get what I'm saying? So this right here is a clear understanding that, hey, most of the time, these people don't even have probable causes. All right? But you get probable cause, you're just giving yourself away. All right? All right. Let's get back into it. And it says, arrest warrants serve the purpose of protecting people from unlawful arrest under the Fourth Amendment. The warrant also gives an actual notice to the person or persons being arrested about the charges pressed against them. An arrest warrant is preferred but not required to make a lawful arrest. In City of St. Paul versus Adolph Tablera, the Supreme Court of Minnesota defined an arrest warrant as a judicial process by which, in the name of the state, a defendant is brought before the court to answer a criminal charge made against him. And Bernine Stark versus McCoy, the Supreme Court of New York stated that an arrest warrant is a judicial order or command in writing in the name of the people signed by an authorized judicial officer commanding the arrest of the defendant name for the crime charged therein. All right? Now, that's Carnell law. That's what arrest warrant is. Okay? And now, I'm going to go to my state's constitution, because that's really all I was able to put in the chat today. I'm going to go to Tennessee Constitution. And I was always taught, man, you go back as far as you can go, you know. So I go to the 1870 Constitution, because the reason I like the 1870 Constitution, which is one before that one, but the reason I like the 1870 Constitution is because it breaks down each and every word that it is explaining to you what this has to talk about. Okay, so we're gonna go to Tennessee Constitution. Constitution of the State of Tennessee, and its preamble, Declaration of Rights, Article 1. We're gonna go to Section 7. All right, and it says, now, this is in everybody's state's constitution, I guarantee you. Even when I was being taught, man, I had a bunch of different people that me and Kalam was talking to, and everybody's constitution was basically the same. Everybody's constitution was basically the same, okay? So it says, Section 7. People to be free from searches, seizures, and general warrants. That the people should be secure in their persons, houses, paper, and possessions from unreasonable searches and seizures. And that general warrants whereby an officer may be commanded to search suspected places without evidence of the fact committed, or to seize any person or persons not named whose offenses are not particularly described and supported by evidence, are dangerous to liberty and ought not be granted. Did you hear that? Did you actually pay attention to what was being said? Again, let me read it for you guys again. guys and ladies, all right? People to be Section 7, people to be free from searches, seizures, and general warrants. That the people shall be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and possessions from unreasonable searches and seizures, and that general warrants whereby an officer may be commanded to see, to search, to fast committed, the fact committed, I'm sorry, or to seize any person or persons not named whose offenses are not particularly described and supported by evidence are dangerous to liberty and ought not be granted. See, Fourth Amendment to Constitution of the United States. All right? And then below it, it says farm marshals' rights to enter buildings or joining premises where a fire occurred. A farm marshal has no such right in conflict with this section, all right? And, you know, that goes on with the fire marshal. This is the reason why I love this Constitution and the way it breaks it down, especially if you get the one off the internet. This one right here clearly breaks down every single detail, okay? So I want you guys to take heed to this, because if you listen to exactly everything that is being said, you will find out that a lot of you guys have a case that can be thrown out, a warrant that can be thrown out. Because warrants, you can have a warrant that can be thrown out. If you're looking for a warrant to be thrown out. Let me see. I was looking that up not too long ago, and it says, "An executions of warrants." You want a warrant to be thrown out? You file that. You see what I'm saying? You can file anything that an attorney can file. You just have to study. Keep studying. Keep looking for what you are trying to find and ask for this wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of what you are searching for. And I guarantee you, you will most definitely get what you are looking for. You will most definitely get what you are looking for. All right? Hey, man, this is your boy, J-Rock Bay. And today, like I say, man, I was just coming on the show today. Today was Knowledgeable Sunday. I was just trying to get the show and keep the show going. So, you know, shout out to Kalam again. You know, he wasn't able to actually get on the show today, but shout out to him. You know, I'm pretty sure, man, he's going to bring you guys here. Man, be on the lookout. And please, if you guys have any questions, and you want to be in the private chat, man, we definitely will, you know, you can hit us up in the email at fortheloveofcommerce@gmail.com. Again, that is fortheloveofcommerce@gmail.com. And we are definitely trying to put it together where we'll, you know, where one of us can actually get on the show each day to actually give you guys some more fire details of whatever you might be going through. If you got a problem, call us, man. Hey, we love knowledge. We love searching for information, and we can do this thing together. You know, build each other up. Teach one, reach one, teach one. That's what we're all about, all right? And so, man, please feel free to hit us up, man. And again, if you are ever online and you want to get inside of the private chat, man, the call-in number is 563-999-3670. And we will for sure get you inside of the private chat, man. Show. So this will conclude the end of the lesson. Man, like I say, warrants, man. Be on the lookout for it. Do your research on it. And don't hesitate to ask questions. When you don't ask questions, that's where you mess up at. And I was one of them guys, man, Kalam, to tell you, hey, I was calling him left and right. Hey, God, hey, man, do you know how to do this? Have you heard of this? You know what I'm saying? And I had different people that I could reach out to. You can't fight this thing alone. So by all means, man, reach out. Reach out. All right, man, that's going to conclude the end of our show. Man, I hope you guys really learned something from it. And, man, peace to the gods.
I'm gonna tell you this right now. If you woke up this morning, nigga, you winning. For real. Yeah. I got a big amount. I took a different route. I am the pick or the little. I was a juvie, it gave me community, I had to pick up some little. I want to ease it, please do not tease me, I want my Yeezy to journal. This is the season, I got the season, don't make me sprinkle you niggas. I got my reasons, you wanna please me, send me the pussy, not pictures. Met her this week and fuck her this evening, she turn a freak on the liquor. Yeah, I am a boss on these bitches, yeah, I post a boss on these bitches, yeah, I have no thoughts on these bitches, yeah, rocked up across on these bitches, yeah, dealer departed, y'all are today, on some Prince shit, you know what they say. Me and my say, got a friendship, 10 on me, thin weight, flip weight, getting paid, getting late, bitch made, took off 6 days, 6 tray, 6 4, bounce, bitch, bounce, hood nigga, favorite spot was the Whopper House, patty melt with the hash brown, trying to board all the pat downs, trying to board all the lane hole, weirdos in the background, black out when I back out. Blow the horn for a pedestrian, short ride like an equestrian. I bought the dress that she in, red bottoms in his and hers. Got a rollie in his and hers, got a car in his and hers. Walk in the zoo and say pick a fur, last night was a blur to me. This morning I had two with me, I don't know what to do with me. Going ape like the zoo with me, got a tool with a screw missing. Two girls in the pool kissing, everywhere I go to ride with me. Cutting niggas acting too fishy,
Fuck y'all niggas on, man. Duffel bag forever. Just left V Live. Atlanta could never die long as Tit alive.
Yeah.
Look,
I got a big amount. I think I'm the biggest out. Got hits and I ain't even put them out. Lit and you can't even put it out. Got the Billboard melodies. Rapping something I do on the side. Crossed over to the other side. And I didn't even have to die. Got the money and I never show it. Let a nigga try and play heroic. Michael Jackson talking to me in my dreams, and he say you bad and you know it. Better Shimon on my check then. I'm a J Prince investment. Niggas love to talk reckless. They see me like best friends. Got the same color FN. And I never seen the inside of a Marriott or a West End. 5 stars, nothing less than. Fuck niggas on your payroll. And you let them know the safe code. And you knew them for a month though. But you call them niggas big bro. You can move in and hidden hills, and we still don't live by the same code. I'm respected everywhere I go. Nigga long live bankroll. Skip the rainbow, funny style shit, and straight to the pot of gold. Somebody, everybody know. Sings God with the God flow.